It's 27 past six. James Carlton joins us now with the newspaper headlines. Good morning, James.
Good morning to you, Fran. Here's a headline you don't read every day in Adelaide from the Advertiser. Police crush doomsday cult. They believe in the apocalypse and that it's coming in 2012, but for the leaders of the Agape Ministries cult, their world collapsed yesterday. 90 heavily armed police in South Australia swooped on 12 properties owned by the sect. Three church elders were still last night being sought by police. Heading to Victoria, cops shoot hijacker. That's the Melbourne Herald Sun headline. A knife-wielding man trying to hijack a peak-hour bus was shot by police last night in front of shocked commuters. The 21-year-old man attacked a bus driver parked outside Essendon Railway Station and was shot as he lunged at police with a knife. Look, both Sydney papers have this shock resignation of a New South Wales government minister. The Telegraph, minister quits in sex club scandal. Premier told of gay double life. The Sydney Morning Herald, similarly, sex scandal rocks Labor. Transport minister quits after being secretly filmed leaving a gay sauna. And that footage replayed on Channel 7 News last night. Channel 7 presenting it to the Premier and the minister resigning not long after.
Channel 7 took it to the Premier?
Channel 7 presented the footage to the minister. The minister then went to the Premier announcing that what had happened. It's crime in the Canberra Times. We have the national capital seen its second suspected murder in as many weeks in Canberra, can you believe? A body of a man found in a Belconnen apartment. And nice work if you can get it. Canberra workers extending their lead as the nation's highest wage earners. The average pay packet of a Canberran, the average, more than $75,000. The Brisbane Courier-Mail, they're looking at the Queensland National Party. The headline, it's a party at war, because two MPs have defected to become independents. That was a couple of weeks ago. Now, the federal MP, Michael Johnson, has been expelled, and a Brisbane City Council has quit. Both say they'll run as independents. Two local stories in the Melbourne Age. Woolworths and Pokies King Bruce Matheson has secured control over more than a third of Victoria's poker machines for a decade. They've scooped up thousands of machines in the Brumby government's auction of pokey licences. The Brumby government's top transport project, not so top, the six-lane Westlink Freeway. It had cost $3.5 billion to build, but confidential Rudd government submissions suggest the economic benefits from the road would amount to less than half that. The Australian, finally, Fran. We have Garnaut backs mine tax changes. The Economist, Ross Garnaut, has called on the Rudd government to consider changing its proposed super profits tax on resources after questioning Treasury's key assumptions on the guarantees to for protecting losses and financing new projects. That's the papers, Fran.
Thanks very much, James. News coming up. It's 6:30.